I don't really believe in ghosts or curses or any of that supernatural stuff. So when I heard about this cabin, this supposedly haunted cabin that no one could survive a night in, I figured it was just another overblown story. You know, the kind people tell to freak out their friends on camping trips. The more I heard about it, though, the more curious I got. Everyone had their own version of what happened there, but the details were always vague, like no one could say for sure what actually went on inside. They just said people didn't come out the same. So, I thought, why not put it to the test? One night to prove that all the rumors and ghost stories were nothing more than that, stories. It was an easy enough plan. Pack light, bring a journal, take notes, and then by morning I could walk out of there and tell everyone how ridiculous they'd been. The walk to the cabin was straightforward, though the trail was overgrown and the woods were thicker than I expected. The closer I got, the quieter it became. Like the trees themselves were holding their breath. But that was just in my head. Old places like that give off a certain vibe, but nothing I couldn't shake off. When I finally saw the cabin, I had to admit, it looked the part. It was small, almost swallowed by the forest. The wood faded grey and warped by years of neglect. The windows were caked in dirt, and the door sagged slightly on its hinges. I stood there for a minute, just looking at it. Something about it didn't feel right, but I wasn't going to let an old building get in my head. I pushed the door open, the hinges groaning loud enough to make me wince. Inside, the air was stale, like no one had breathed it in years. There wasn't much to see, just a few pieces of broken furniture, an old fireplace, and a thick layer of dust on everything. It was colder than I expected, too, considering it was early autumn, but I figured it was just because of how shaded the area was. I set my things down in the middle of the floor and unrolled my sleeping bag. I didn't bring much, just a flashlight, a few snacks, and my journal. The whole point was to record anything strange that happened so I could debunk it later. As I settled in, I took a few notes. The creaky floorboards, the slight draft. Nothing out of the ordinary for an old cabin. I figured the night would be boring, honestly. Just a lot of quiet, with me writing down the occasional creak or gust of wind. But as the sun started to set and the shadows grew longer inside the cabin, I couldn't shake this feeling. It wasn't fear, exactly. More like I was being watched. Like there was something there, just on the edges of my vision, waiting for me to notice it. I brushed it off. The cabin was old, and old places have a way of making you feel like that. I kept telling myself that it was just nerves, that nothing was going to happen. But then, the noises started. It wasn't anything dramatic, just small, almost imperceptible sounds. A soft scratching near the walls. A quiet creak from the ceiling, even though the cabin didn't have a second floor. I wrote it all down, trying to stay calm, but with each sound, the unease in my chest tightened. I shone my flashlight around the room, catching the edges of the old furniture in the beam. Nothing. No animals, no leaks. Nothing that could explain the noises. I sat back down, determined to ignore it. I was there to debunk this, not let my imagination run wild. But it was hard to shake the feeling that the cabin was different now that the sun had fully set. The darkness outside pressed in against the grimy windows, and it felt like the walls were getting closer. Every creak and whisper felt like it was meant for me. I kept writing in my journal, forcing myself to document every small sound, every shift in the air. I wasn't scared, not yet. But something had changed. It was like the cabin had been waiting for night to fall, and now that it had, it was awake. The hours dragged on slower than I expected. The cold had settled into my bones, and the cabin felt heavier, almost suffocating, like the walls were pressing in. But as the night wore on, nothing happened. The tapping sounds faded. The strange noises stopped altogether. I kept waiting for something more, some big moment, some undeniable proof that the stories were true, but nothing came. I wrote down everything I'd heard, but after a while the stillness settled over me like a blanket. I stayed awake as long as I could, waiting for the cabin to show its hand. But eventually, exhaustion took over. I lay back in the sleeping bag, staring up at the ceiling beams, and let myself drift off. When I woke up, pale sunlight was filtering through the filthy windows. For a second, I forgot where I was, but then I felt the stiffness in my back from the hard floor and I remembered the cabin. The night I'd been so sure would test me, but it hadn't. I sat up, rubbing my eyes. The air still smelled damp and old, but the thick sense of dread that had clung to me during the night was gone. It was just an empty cabin again, quiet, lifeless. I couldn't help but feel a little underwhelmed. I'd made it through the night, and there wasn't much to show for it. A few strange noises, sure, but nothing beyond the usual quirks of an old, decaying building. I packed up my things, feeling a little foolish for letting my nerves get the better of me at times. I stepped outside, the fresh morning air filling my lungs, and glanced back at the cabin. In the daylight, it didn't look nearly as intimidating, just a weathered shack, nothing more. I snapped a photo for good measure, proof I'd stayed the whole night, and made my way back down the overgrown trail, happy to put the whole experience behind me. Honestly, part of me was proud. I'd done what most people wouldn't, and by the time I reached my car, I was already planning how I'd tell everyone back home how easy it had been. I'd stayed the whole night, and nothing had happened. Nothing real, anyway. A few tricks of the mind and some uneasy feelings, but all perfectly explainable. When I got home, that pride stayed with me. I unpacked, made some coffee, and spent the rest of the day relaxing, relishing in the fact that I could say I spent the night in the supposedly haunted cabin, and it turned out to be nothing more than overhyped nonsense. That night, I couldn't resist. I grabbed the journal I'd kept and settled into bed. I wanted to go over the notes, to relive the experience while it was still fresh in my mind. I guess part of me also wanted to see if I'd missed anything, some minor detail I hadn't caught in the moment. I opened the journal, flipping through the pages where I'd documented the creaking floors, the faint tapping noises. Each entry was neat, detailed, exactly how I remembered it. But as I flipped through the next few pages, something felt off. I paused, staring at an entry that I didn't remember writing. It was in my handwriting, but the words on the page didn't line up with my memory. It described something. Footsteps, slow and steady, crossing the cabin floor. But I didn't remember hearing footsteps. I kept reading, and the notes started getting more detailed. It was like someone else had been there, observing everything. There were descriptions of sounds I hadn't heard, movements I hadn't noticed, like the way the shadows in the room had shifted, or how a cold breeze had swept through the cabin, rattling the windows. I sat up straighter in bed, flipping through the pages faster now. The further I went, the more unfamiliar the notes became. There were things I had written that didn't make sense, that I had no memory of writing, like how the tapping on the walls had grown louder, more insistent, even though I didn't remember it getting worse. Or how at one point I'd stood up, turned toward the door and felt something cold brush against my arm. I didn't remember any of that. My heart started to pound, and my hands grew clammy as I read. The notes seemed too specific. The timestamps beside each entry were accurate, matching the times I remembered, but the events, they weren't right. How could I have written all this without remembering it? I flipped to the last few pages, half dreading what I'd find. The entries started to get shorter, more frantic. They described me getting into the sleeping bag, closing my eyes, and then a line that made my blood run cold. "You're reading this now, sitting in bed." I froze. My breath caught in my throat as I stared at the words on the page. That couldn't be right. I hadn't written that. I hadn't written any of this. My eyes darted to the next line, and the next, only to read, "You're turning the page." My hands shook as I flipped to the next page, my stomach twisting with dread. I didn't want to keep reading, but I couldn't stop myself. It read, "The room is colder now. You can feel it." I swallowed hard, glancing around my room. The air felt thick, heavy, and the temperature had definitely dropped. I hadn't noticed the coldness before, but now it was impossible to ignore. I kept reading. My breath hitched at the next line. "You are not alone." I glanced around, my heart racing. The room was still, silent, but the hairs on the back of my neck stood on end. I didn't want to turn the page. My fingers hovered over the corner of the paper, hesitant, but I had to see. I had to know what it said next. Reluctantly, I turned the page. There was only one sentence left. "This is the last thing you'll ever read."